You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
Hey everyone, it's Mel, Senior Client Manager here at Solutions 8, and today I'm joined by Ankar, one of the strategists on our team. I'm super excited about today. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite clients. We've had some really great results with Google Ads for the past year that we've been working together, so we want to share that experience with you. So this client is a dropshipper. If you looked at the website, though, you would not assume that they were a dropshipper. So we're going to talk about some of the things that we think has led to this client's success. So coupled with our Google Ads, what is the client doing on their end, and Ankar is going to run through some performance stuff with Google Ads. So to give you some context, when this client started with us last year, we were struggling to make 30K in Shopify and their Shopify stores. I would say they had a streak of probably 8 months of really not great performance. Mm-hmm. He was on the brink of, I don't know what else to do. If we can't make this work, like I'll have to shut this all down. To fast forward to now, we've made over six figures the last couple months and continues to scale. So we've been able to turn this ship around, so to speak, and the client's really happy and we love working with this client. So I guess we can hop into it. Anything I forgot there, Ankar, that you can think of, or should we go into performance stuff?
Let's go into the Google Ads account and dive in what we did and how we changed the Google Ads performance compared to what they were doing in last year. I will let you know what we did and then how the campaign or the account performs. Here, if I go in overview, you will see a drastic increase in cost, conversions, and ROAS as well. So usually what we see is whenever we try to increase our cost, the ROAS goes down. But we have done that in a lot of accounts and we see the same thing. But in this account, it looks opposite because the client has also worked in the backend. He has done great work in CRO, title optimization, product feed optimization. For example, images, descriptions, and titles. In an year, we have spent like close to 240K. And then our ROAS close to 3, but we all know that Google doesn't attribute all the sales to it. Like it gets lost. I guess NordBeam's ROAS numbers are close to 3.5-ish. And a whole year, we have got like close to 13,000. Conversions, right? If we dive into our campaigns, just to let you guys know, last year they were just running one smart shopping campaign with all the products in it. And the client was able to scale the campaign till a limit. But then after everyone know, like after, I guess, October, September, Google Ads started updating these smart shopping campaigns into PMax. Performance went bad. We were not able to hit the ROAS that he was getting in the smart shopping campaign. And we were not able to spend at a profitable ROAS. And we were not getting good control. Like smart shopping campaign was really good at finding out good products and scaling them. But with PMax, what happens is, let's say if we have 100 products, and there are 10 performing products and they are spending $1,000 a day. If you increase that $1,000 a day spent to $1,500, Google will spend those $500 extra in testing out new products. But with smart shopping, it was not the case. Like it was just throwing money into those performing products. And everyone has faced this. If you are managing any account and if you are running PMax, you have faced this one way or another. We face the same issue. So in this account, we have tried a lot of structures. First, I guess it was just one whole great PMax campaign. We tried to do that with multiple asset groups and all that. It didn't work. It was working, but then we were not able to scale it above a certain limit. And then the main issue with the account is their lower AOV. For certain categories, their AOV is $30. And for some, it's $60. But I guess the average AOV is around 50. So it's a low AOV account. And everyone knows it's a struggle to get profitable. Mm-hmm. With the lower AOV, get high ROAS and get good conversions. Because of the lower AOV, then we moved to a high, medium, low ticket campaign structure. That worked a little better. But then again, we were not able to scale it. After, I guess, June, July, we moved to segmentation. We really focus on segmentation now with Stan Shopping campaigns as well. I guess John has a lot of case studies where he has segmented out the campaigns based on product, one campaign. We tried segmentation here and that worked. So we implemented two strategies. First is segmentation, and then second is stair-step method that we were implementing when we had smart shopping campaigns, right? Mm-hmm. So first I will talk about like segmentations. Like here you can see there are lots and lots of campaigns. You will see right now we are running close to 13 PMax campaigns. And then if we only look at the US ones, there we are running 6 PMax campaigns and one brand. search campaign. We went into the backend, and in Google Ads now reporting, we found the best performing products and the categories. So we found that there was a clothing category which was performing well. Then there was a home goods category that was performing well. And then there was phone accessory category that was performing, like giving us most number of conversions. We segmented out those categories into its own campaign, and then we moved the other categories into one campaign. And then we used our stair-step method. What stair-step method usually means is like we scale the campaign to a certain limit. We stay there for 7 days. And then after that, we increase the KROAS or spend. What we did was, for example, let's say we take the clothing campaign. Let's say it is running on $100 daily budget, right? So what we will do is we will up the budget to 300 and we will put a KROAS of, let's say, 250, right? We will see if the campaign can spend $300 daily budget and if it can maintain the 250% ROAS, right? If it is doing that, like after a week, we will again increase the budget from 300 to 400. We usually try to increase it by 20% because if you increase above 20%, we have seen that the campaign go in learning phase and then it performs really bad. Like it takes another like 14 days to get out of learning. And so we were scaling these campaigns really slowly. That's why it took 4 months to get 15,000, 17,000, 25,000, 37. And then in December, we spent 62. So it took us a while to scale this, but now we have set. And then now we are pacing to spend above 62 in January 2023. So it's not like Facebook where you can spend 10x budget in a day. Like you can scale those campaigns by 10x. But in Google works on search volume, right? You can't scale a campaign above the search volume because then there is certain search volume available in the market and there are competitors. Google have to like assign you some percentage of search volume. So there are limitations, right? So yeah, we have to scale slowly, but now we are set and we are planning to spend 100K in a month. That's what we did in the campaign, in the account. After we got success in USA, we tried to move to Canada. And then once we got hang of Canada, there we were getting like 2.5, 2.8, like decent ROAS. Then we moved to like other countries like Australia, New Zealand, and UK. So that's how we also scaled our spend and the revenue in the backend. And in coming months, we are planning to do EU countries. We have seen like better results in Facebook, like the client is managing Facebook. So he is getting better results. We are also planning in coming months to test EU. So yeah, that was everything I did or we did in the Google Ads account. Melissa, I guess I've covered everything. So let me know if I've missed anything. I can go over.
I was thinking maybe Ankar, we could talk a little bit about just in the back end for you, looking through the products, like finding those categories and being like a little bit ruthless, because this client has over 16,000 products. It is product heavy. So with PMax, as Ankar described, it will focus, it'll try to find new products. So it'll just spend. And it's not really focusing on products that are working, which was working really well with smart shopping for this client, because smart shopping would find a product that's performing and it would hang on to it. Whereas PMax is, I have 16,000 products to sort through. Let's try to spend on them. So it would just do this all the time. So why we had to hyper segment. And so Ankar and the team did a really great job in the back end, just pausing like ruthlessly, pausing products that are not going to work for us. We can retest them at a later date, but right now to work on performance metrics, we need to find categories and products that are working well for us.
But then again, like we were pausing products, but they were variant of a main product. So we were not completely like pausing that product. It was just a variant which was not performing. And just a quick tip, if you have a lot of products and you want to analyze, you can't just go in campaigns and look at like product performance in here. What you have to do, what we usually do when there are a lot of products in here and multiple categories, we try to use reports, a feature. If we go in reports, you will see multiple reports in here, like for auction insights, for product categories, for product titles, for then item IDs, right? And then CTR. So here, if we look at a recent one that I created, okay, so here, let's go in product type level report. So here, we will see if we do high to low, then we will see the performance of a product type. You can't go in campaign level data and product level. You can't get this data inside Google Ads. You have, or in campaign, you have to go in reports. And you have to create these reports to really understand which category is working or which subcategory is working, right? So here, for example, this is kitchen tools. And then under that, we have a subcategory that is working. So that's how we analyze which product type is working, and then we segmented that out, right? If you just look at products, you can't, you will never get to know which product type is that product in, right? So this is the first report that we used. And then the second report was item ID level report. So here we were, and again, here you can see there is product type, item ID, product type first level, and then the performance based on, right now I've selected last 30 days, but we were looking at last 2 years data just to see which product was working, which product type was working, which campaign was it in. Yeah, this is how you have to do it. And then here, just to see data better, you can use conditional formatting. It's really easy. Here, let's say the is more than 3, it will mark it as green, like, this product in last 30 days got 3.67 ROAS, right? This didn't got 3, so it is not marked. So this is how we analyze product types, item IDs, and then auction insights, CTR. Here you see a better example, like how we use conditional formatting just to see which products have good CTR, bad CTR, or moderate CTR. These are the reports that we use to analyze and then implemented. On this information, we implemented our strategies.
And I also think it's just important to note when looking at the product data inside of Google Ads, it's important to look inside of Google Ads, but I also do think that it's important to look at Shopify data too. So just comparing the two. And also, if you're in our shoes, also talking to the client, what products have really good margins? What products have really bad margins? And so you're able from there to determine specific product or category ROAS goals in the account. Based on those profit margins, then you can individually set those, even just baseline. I guess one thing that I wanted to talk about next is what the client did on his end to ensure that he was also doing everything within his power to make sure that this was going to be successful. So a lot of times, I think it can be said from clients that we're just going to do Google Ads and that'll be enough, but that's not enough. The client also has to do work on their end. Okay. So what the client did on his end during this time was he was also digging through all of the data. He is very much involved in this. He knew that it was beyond, you know, his capacity right now to really run the ads, find the strategy, find the products, but he's still very much involved in the runnings of the business and very much so in the weeds of the data. He takes all of his own product pictures. He tests his product pictures. He's looking at CTR. He's looking at different metrics in Shopify to really identify if his product images are working well. So we have to remember he is a dropshipper. So he spends a lot of time and a lot of effort to take his own product images. And you can really tell on his website in comparison to other dropshippers that he sets himself apart from other dropshippers in that way, because he has really great lifestyle images of the products that he chooses. And then that segues into the products that he chooses. So although he is a drop shipper, he really spends a lot of time making sure that the products that he does carry are good quality. I think a lesson here is looking at how many returns are you getting? Are you getting a lot of customer feedback? Just getting a lot of client feedback that the products are bad, the quality is not good. So he spent a lot of time just going through all of those reviews and making sure that he doesn't sell those products anymore or fixes them or whatever it was. That's really important. He spends a lot of time also, anybody who has problems, any customers that do have problems, his customer experience team reaches out to them, tries to get to the bottom of it, and really just works with them. I knew this was going to be a problem today. So another thing that they do really well is their social media and their creative abilities. So they're pumping out new Facebook ads, they're pumping out new images, they're pumping out new video, TikTok, all of it quite often. And it's all basically lifestyle, which is, it's easy enough to do, but they just have a lot of content. They've got a team that they're that they work with, or actually the team, it's them. It's family owned. So it's my client and his partner who run this dropshipping website. So they're really good at what they do. So she handles all the creative stuff and she makes all their videos. She makes all their Instagram, TikTok images, videos, whatever, she does it. So I think that's another thing that they spend a lot of time on that's really helped with their success. Product titles is another thing. On the client side, he's done a lot of testing with different product titles and just changing them, A/B testing them. He did a lot of work there. And then also on our side, we've done a lot of work as well. We have a feed specialist on our team who I've also asked to go through his entire feed and just make sure there's nothing or there whatever can be improved. We are improving upon. So that's a big factor there as well. They have a kind of a charity program where they give back for all the purchases that they have and all the revenue that they make. They do give back. That charity that they have decided to work with is in relation to their store category, if that makes sense. But it's another thing that helps set them apart from other stores. The only thing dropshipping is that they have those products, but it is family owned and operated. They have this charity program. They take all their own product images. They test all the products themselves. So they've done a lot of work on their end and it really shows. And I think that's what saved this is the client's ability to see that there's stuff within his control that he can actually improve upon. And he did it. Coupled with obviously our Google Ads testing and strategy that we've been able to scale throughout the last 6 to 8 months.
I think I agree with what you said. And then again, like everyone needs to understand, like it's not just that Google Ads agency or Facebook Ads agency that will lead you to success. You have to also work on the business or on the back end, like improving your shipping, improving your RTO, improving your product packaging. Just website appeal. So there is a lot that the client can do and help us to like perform to do our jobs better. I think the client and the agency that their work goes hand in hand and then the account or the business gets successful. Just wanted to add that.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I think the combination of the work we do at Solutions 8 coupled with a really driven, motivated client, we can see that success. And that's the success everybody wants, but not everybody is able or wanting to put in the work. And that's a hard thing about client management on my side is, you know, we see all these opportunities to improve the website, to improve product performance, to improve getting better reviews. All this stuff matters. It's not just Google Ads isolated. And then also the client on his end, he's very good at Facebook ads. So he is running Facebook ads. Now the Facebook strategy is based upon what we're doing in Google, but he's just running the same products, the same locations. And that coupled with what we're doing with Google is really has helped so much. There's more to success than just scaling Google ads. It's this whole, it's improving the entire business. And I think this client is such a great example of how that can really work out. And it's led to such great success for him. Final words.
I will just put our strategy in pointers. People who are watching, they should get the strategy in points. Again, like the strategy, it depends on the account to account basis. But I will say use reports, look at CTRs, look at your product feed, try to improve your product feed. Then look at auction insights, look at what your competitors are doing, what are the pricing main thing. Then based on all this data, the structure depends. Like there are more than 5 or 6 structures that you can implement in a Google Ads account. You have to look at all that data and then you have to find which structure will work with that thing. So that's few pointers that I want to give. And if you guys implement this, then yeah, you can also scale your account pretty well. I guess that's everything.
Stair-stepping method, if you can. You don't necessarily have to rely on standard shopping. I know we talk a lot about moving to standard shopping and in a lot of cases, it works better. Don't get us wrong. Don't come for us here in the comments. But PMAP worked for this client. So we stuck with it. And every time we made those strategy changes that Ankar talked about, we saw better success. So we're not going to say, oh, we're having great success, but let's switch to the standard shopping. If we're seeing success, let's continue down this path until we hit a wall, which is what we're doing right now. And we've been able to scale no problem. So we're having great success here. stair-stepping method. Find the products that work, find the categories that work. If you have a lot of products, do that work. That is so important, because otherwise your PMax is going to just spend on what it wants to spend on. And it's not going to care if you have great performing products. It's just going to cycle through those ones that it wants to cycle through, for lack of better words. And then also couple that strategy within Google Ads with working on your overall business, your product images, your website, your customer experience on the website, CRO, look at your CRO, look at your product feed. All of those things matter, and they can either help or hinder your Google Ads, and it could cost you money. You could be spending a lot of money when actually, if you just work on those things, you wouldn't need to spend so much money. So we'll leave you with that. If you enjoyed this video, thank you for watching. You can like, click, subscribe, do all those things, do all the things they tell you to do.
Little plug, like if you are spending more than $10,000, you can contact us. And if you need help, we can help you guys in managing Google Ads.
Yes, that's what we're here for. That's what we love to do. And we love to see clients succeed. This is such a huge win for us. We love this client and we're so happy for it and the success that we've been able to have this year. So thanks everyone. And we'll see you next time.
See you guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions8 at sol8.com.
Kasim here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan, a bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com, sol8.com.